Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the court, what we're discussing today is the Ramah in Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin Se'if Beis. Ramah basically says that if a woman could have gone to mikveh earlier, but didn't, so then she should not be Toveles on Leil Shabbos. This is the practice in certain places, b'miksas mekomos, but b'makom she'ein minhag, ein lahachmir. L'maisa, if there's no minhag, so we should not be machmir not to go to the mikveh on Leil Shabbos, even if you could have gone earlier. And in the places where you have the minhag lahachmir, so not only should you not go Leil Shabbos, you should also not go Leil Motzoi Shabbos, Azah Shvera, Ramah. But Lamais, the Ramah says, don't have this minhag. Unless it's a location that you specifically know that you have the minhag, we should not have this sort of minhag. Now, Shach over here quotes the Bach that you really should go to the mikvah on Leil Shabbos, but as the Shach is wont to do, as we've mentioned a few times, the Bach counts as one of like the big losers in Judaism. In other words, he generally loses. That's what we're saying. So we don't paskin like the Bach. And basically, we assume that if there is no minhag, so then you are allowed to be Toveles on Shabbos. Now, this practice of not being Toveles on Shabbos has an extensive history found in the Rishonim, and it seems that there are three separate reasons that are found in different Rishonim why the practice emerged in certain places not to be Toveles on Leil Shabbos. The erste reason is what the Trumas Hadeshin says, quoting the Beis Yosef and quoting the Shach. Right, meaning to say like this, the Gemara in Beitza Daf Yud Ches basically says that you are allowed to be Tovel on Shabbos because it's Nira Kemekar. Right, when I go into the mikvah, it looks like I'm chilling out, I'm cooling off. It doesn't look like I'm doing any sort of tikkun on the person, and because it's not Nikar, it's an Isser of tikkun, so therefore it's going to be Heter Gomor. Right, that's what the Gemara says. So why on earth would anyone ever say that should be usher to be Tov on Shabbos? Zakti Trumas Hadeshin, no. You're missing something. It's only Nira Kemekar insofar as at a time that people would be Tovel B'tzonein, would be Rochets Kogufo B'tzonein on Shabbos at that time, so we could say by being Rochets Kogufo, it looks like just chilling out. However, Bizman Hazeh, we have a practice that we don't wash our entire body, even on Sonin on Shabbos. So therefore, if you're going to wash your entire body, it's not Nira Kemekar, because no good, responsible Orthodox Jew would wash their entire body on Shabbos. So therefore, you're doing it, it looks like you're being mitaking yourself, that's going to be the Isser. That was the Svara number one, why it should be Osir. Svara number two, why it should be Osir, is also found in Chuvis. By the way, if you look in the Ravid, Sefer Balei HaNefesh, Sof Sha'ar Tevila, the Ravid quotes the reasons that we are giving, and the second reason is what the Ravid deals with extensively, meaning to say that if you go to the mikvah Leil Shabbos, you're not going to have Chafifa immediately before Tevila. Usually, there's a discussion in Mishon that we'll talk about later, whether Chafifa has to be immediately before Tevila, or whether we want to do the Chafifa a little bit beforehand so that you're not too rushed. But we try to do Chafifa immediately before Tevila. And Zuck the Ravid, if you're going to go to the mikvah on Friday night, you can't do Chafifa immediately before Tevila, because Chafifa involves like combing the hair. Combing the hair! That's like really, really, really bad, right? That's like a psik resha, pashtus, that's a psik resha, that you're going to be pulling hair out. Pulling hairs out is what some sort of malach of kotzer. It's like really, 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 really bad. Don't do it. So therefore, right? Therefore, zuk the ravid, in the first day, so we're not going to go to the mikvah Leil Shabbos because by going to mikvah Leil Shabbos, Chafifa can't be immediately before Tevila. However, the Ravid himself says, one second, maybe you'll do the Chafifa on Friday and you just look at yourself right before you go into the mikvah. You do the iyun beforehand, and you'll be careful not to be oseik any of the stuff that potentially lead to chatzitzas between the chafif and the tefillah, like we'll discuss the dinim and kuf tzadi ches. So therefore, that problem is not so bad. That problem is not such a problem. However, there's a third issue that the Ravid mentions, and this is quoted in the Beis Yosef and Kuf Tzadi test, both B'Shem the Ravid and B'Shem the Sefer Kolbo. And the third reason is that you should not go to the mikvah on Friday night because of a concern of Schita B'Seyar. No? The Gemara in Shabbos in the Sugya of Yoledes has a discussion about how you get like oil to the Yoledes, right? Why do they need oil exactly? I have no idea exactly what they used to do, but you have to get the oil. So the Gemara discusses maybe putting the oil in the hair and getting the oil to her that way. Zuck the Gemara, that might be an Isser of Schita. It's one opinion. The other opinion says Ein Schita B'Seyar, and there's a question exactly how we paskin in that Gemara. So the Ravid, and the Beis Yosef quotes this Ravid in Kuf Tzadi Tes, he asks, one second, if you're going to go to the mikvah Leil Shabbos, there might be Schita B'Seyar. Usually Schita means that if water is trapped in something, so squeezing that item, that water, that liquid out of where it's trapped is going to potentially be an Isser of either Malabain or Mefarik Tol D'Dash, no? There are two possibilities in the Isser of Schita. Right? Malabin is that I'm laundering. So, laundering, right? When I squeeze stuff out, that's the way you launder. Also, when I squeeze something out and I need the item that comes out, that is Mefarik Tol D'Dash. That's like extracting. Even if you don't need the thing that comes out, l'chora, that's going to be some sort of issur d'rabbanan, malacha shein tzricha l'gufa pashtus, or whatever. So, frek the Ravid, what's the heter to go to the mikvah Friday night? There should be a problem of schita b'seyar. Now, the Beis Yosef quotes this Ravid, and the Beis Yosef says, Ravid, you're a nice guy and all that. We used to like you. But over here, you messed up. Because we paskin zuck the Beis Yosef, that ain schita b'seyar. We pass on like the Rambam, who reads that Gemara there in Kuf Chav Ches Shabbos, that no, ain schita b'seyar, and that's how we paskin. Ad kan divrei HaBeis Yosef. Now, everybody and their uncle jumps on down and they say, Beis Yosef, like, you're a nice guy and all that, but like, what are you talking about? Because the Rambam holds Ein Schita B'Seyar. No, it's the Ravid that says don't go to the mikvah because of Schita B'Seyar. Right? The Beis Yosef says, you know what? We pass in Ein Schita B'Seyar. But frecht everybody and their uncle on the Beis Yosef, Ein Schita B'Seyar, that's true min ha Torah. But midrabbanan, there is an Isser. No? The pashtus is that the Isser Schita B'Seyar is as follows. Usually schita means that the liquid is trapped in the garment. By seyar, the liquid is not really trapped in the garment, but the appearance of being trapped exists, no? It looks like, right, schita b'seyar, like a toothbrush, I thought, is like a good example. Right? It looks like the liquid is inside. It's not really inside. Technically, the bristles are non-absorbent, right? And technically, the liquid is between the bristles, no? I don't know if any of you ever paid so much attention to your toothbrush, but tomorrow morning you probably will because we just said this. But the fact is that schita b'seyar means that there's the appearance of schita. So when the Rambam passes ein schita b'seyar, right, what the Rambam means is that min ha-Torah there's no schita. But mid-Rabbanan there is schita. So if there's an issa d'Rabbanan, right, let's just word to the wise, Orthodox Jews keep Isurim d'Rabbanan also. So, Ein Schita B'Seyar is Vas. It's still also Midrabbanan. So what's your heter to go to the mikvah Friday night?
It's also yeah.
Being a lamdin in the back. Yeah, Reb Moshe Feinstein says something like that. We'll talk about that in a minute. But one mahalach that's given to answer the Beis Yosef, is that, you know what, the Isser Rabbanon Schita B'Seyar B'Makam Ona Upru Revu Lo Gazer Rabbanon, in the Hagos on the bottom of my tour, he quotes the Madana Yontiv on the Rosh and Mikvaos and the Sidrei Tahara says this, that, you know what, there's an Isser Rabbanon Schita B'Seyar, but B'Makam Ona Upru Revu Lo Gazer. Whatever. It's like, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Right. So this gets back to our conversation from yesterday, right? Our Trumas Hadeshen, that there's a chiyah that a woman should go to the mikvah out of the chiyah of avona. Why, right? Enochanami, right? It gets into that conversation also, right? And then what if it's out pru revus? And we have the conversation we had yesterday about what if you're on birth control, etc., or you already had kids, right? It's all of those conversations get involved. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Chelak Oyre Chaim Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel. No. Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva is about whether you're allowed to wash your beard on Shabbos. Rabbi Hoffman and I think, are the only ones in the room who have beards. I don't know if what you have counts as a beard, really. Maybe. Yesh Ladon. Sorry. Okay. Where are we getting there? So, are you allowed to wash... wow. Yeah, Taka.
I just trimmed the last
Okay.
My kind of religion, I know. Kesaros says that you're only allowed to wash your beard once on Shabbos because you have to wash your face in the morning outside halacha, but
more than that,
you're not supposed to wash
it. You're not supposed to wash it because it's going to be in this sort of schita b'seyar. So, in fact, Moshe Feinstein, do you have to keep this hanhag in the Kesher Rosh, that you don't wash your beard on Shabbos? Or Moshe Feinstein thinks that you're allowed to wash your beard on Shabbos, and he basically has the argument that Schita could be one of two things. Schita could be a tolda of Melabain. Well, we paskin, there's no Melabain on the guf, no? My body itself, there's no Melabain on. Elam and the Seyar is Mechubel Aguf, so there's no Malabin on the Seyar. Elamai, it's going to be Schita of Tolda Didosh, or Mefarik. Well, one second, when it comes to that, Tolda Didosh, that's only if you need the liquid, technically. Over here, you don't need the liquid. So, Reb Moshe says two different things in the Tshuva. They're both a little bit hard to understand the way he says it. First, he says he thinks it's a Psik Resha and it's a Drabonon. He says that Tzchita B'Seyar is an Issa D'Rabbanon, and when you wash your beard, you don't really intend to get the liquid out, you know? It's just a Psik Resha, that's how you wash it. So, Psik Resha and the D'Rabbanon is much. It's actually, that's Machlokes Magen Avraham Trumas Hadesh, and the Dallas of Katan Hain, the Magen Avraham, that's like famous Judaism, whether we're making Psik Resha is on the D'Rabbanon. Reb Moshe in that line sounds like we are. Then the next line says, and even if we're not going to make a Psik Resha and the D'Rabbanon straight up, but over here it's a Psik Resha D'Lul Nicholein and Issa D'Rabbanon. Since the Isser D'Rabbanon of Schita B'Seya, since the Isser Schita B'Seya is only Isser D'Rabbanon, and it's Loi Nicholei because you don't need the liquid that comes out, it's like Kol Echol Ibud, so B'Kahai Gavna, there's going to be no Isser. Now, Yesh Lodun in all of these issues, there's a long footnote in the Sefer Balei HaNefesh, in the Buchwald edition, where he tries to argue that it's like Schita Kvashim Legufam, which is going to be mutter because by something that's fundamentally an Isser D'Rabbanon, we're not meko on schita when you don't need the liquid that comes out. That's basically his argument. I thought the pashtus is that when we're meko on women going to the mikvah on Friday night, what I the rabbi has a kash about schita b'seyar, so we tell them, you know what, be careful, don't do schita. Don't squeeze your hair out. Just dab. Put the towel on your hair. Spend a longer time getting dry. Drip dry, no? That's what Rav Shachter tells people. Rav Shachter is like a mako, as we know, on showering on Yontif, no? What about the Schita B'Seyar issue? So the answer is, don't do Schita. Be very careful. Drip dry, right? Pad. Don't squeeze, right? Not that complicated. Yeah, you had a comment?
Why don't we just assume it's not a secretion?
Why assume it's an
assumption is that women are going to wring their hair out.
Yeah. So I think that's what we're sort of answering right now.
Yeah.
That's not really a psik resha. And okay. Anochanami. Now, what are the other problems with going to this year, by the way, is more about Hilchos Shabbos than it's about Hilchos Nida. But okay, everything is connected. All of Torah is like one topic. Isn't this a mitzvah? Okay, so you have to be careful that you're completely dry and you don't carry anything to the mikvah, or that you have an eruv, or you have to be careful about something like that to solve the issue of chutzah. The Gemara in Shabbos actually on Daf Men, the Rechitza, so you're going to some of the Rishonim, the Isser that we're grappling with is more of an Isser chutzah than anything else. Anami, we have to be careful about those issues. There's another issue that comes up, though, that the Achronim discuss, which is as follows. There's a machlokes, two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. A machlokes Rishon about whether you're allowed to be tovel or keli on Shabbos, no? Someone once came to me, a member of the Breyers Kehila, very upset with my community that they saw someone going and being tovel or keli on Shabbos. And this is why we can't have an Eruv, because it leads to Tobi, so like being tovel or keli on Shabbos. So I tell them, you know, first of all, it's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch about whether tevilas kelim B'Shabbos is mutter or not. In Shin Chaf Gimel Sif Zayin, there are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. The first day is that Tfilas Kelim is mutter on Shabbos. Again, it depends on how you read a Gemara in Beit Sadaf Yod Ches. It's like four answers in the Gemara, so how come we don't tevil Kelim on Yontiv, no? And different Rishonim, the Bir Halacha speaks this all out. Different Rishonim passing like different ones of those answers. So it could be that really there's no Isser Tevilas Kelim on Shabbos at all. And the Hanami. Second of all, I tell them, Mehecha Tesi, they're doing Tevilas Kelim Be'Isser. You know, it says in Shulchan Aruch that there's a way of being Tevil the Kelim Beheter. That what you do is that you fill up, you're short of water, so you put the Keli into the mikvah and you get water and then you have water. So it's Miloy Mayim. It doesn't look like Tevilas. Maybe they did that. Like, why are you like being choshe b'ksherim over here? That's what I tell them. So they think I'm crazy. Yesh ladon. It's possible that they're right. But the fact is, the fact is that tevilas kelim on Shabbos is 2 days in the mechaber, whether it's mutter or not. And the pashtus in the mechaber is that he's make on tevilas kelim b'Shabbos. Okay, fine. Then the Ramah says that you really shouldn't do it, but you did this Eitz of Miloy, it's okay. Zok the Magen Avram, when you do this Eitz of Miloy Keli, you shouldn't make a bracha. Why? Because my only heter for being Tevil the Keli is that it looks like I'm filling it up with water, it doesn't look like I'm being Metakin the Keli, no? It's not tikkun because I'm just filling it up with water. I need water. I go to the beautifully clean Breuer's Keli Mikvah to fill it up with water. What could be better? Right? So, it looks like miloy, but if I make a bracha, so are you making the bracha, so then it's nikar, that what I'm doing is l'shem tevila, and then it becomes aser. Azoy shteyten magen avram, shin chav gimel, sevkot
yudalet. Well, was this person Sparty?
Huh?
If the person was Sparty.
I don't know who the person was, right?
No, I'm saying you could have
Sparty. Heter Gomor.
Yeah.
Right? And look at that. I mean, but in Ashkenazi we have the heter. Okay, fine. So then, by the way, it's probably not a good idea to be Tevil Kelim on Shabbos anyway. Like, I was only saying that because generally we tell people that you should check your own tzitzis before you check someone else's tzitzis. That's like the basic idea. I'm not a fan of people come to me, tell me what other people are doing wrong. Hey. Yeah. So based on this Magen Avraham, that when you are memale yakeli on Shabbos, you should not make a bracha, so the Bir Halacha has a taina. He says, 1 second, so how is it that women go to the mikvah on Friday night? If the only heter to go to the mikvah is because it doesn't look like I'm being metaking myself, it looks like nira kemekar, it looks like I'm cooling off, right? If that's the only heter, so once I make the bracha, just like the Magen Avraham said about tefilas kelim, once I make the bracha, so it's no longer nira kemekar. So the Bir Halacha asks this kasha, and it's a very strong kasha, no? So zuck the Bir Halacha, that he thinks that according to Ashkenazim, it's not a kasha. Because Ashkenazi practice that we'll encounter in Simen Reish is that when does a woman make the bracha when she goes to the mikvah? Oiver lasi yason or la'achar kach? Right? Our practice is that women make the bracha after she immersed in the mikvah, no? Psachim daf zayin, the Gemara says that all mitzvahs you make the bracha oiver lasi yason. The one exception is tevila, which means tevilas hager, because a ger can't make asher kinshan b'tivanu before you go into the mikvah, because hello, you're not Jewish yet, and then the kishkish, right? You can't make the bracha, right? So the ger makes the bracha afterwards. Tosis points out that hu hadin, whenever you go to the mikveh, you make the bracha afterwards. It's almost like a low plug within Tosis, right? That's Psachim Daf Zayin, which we'll be learning in yeshiva like 2 years from now, something, whatever, 3 years now. Fine, that's what we decided. Now, so the Bir Halacha says, one second. So according to the Ashkenazi practice that you make the bracha after you went to the mikveh, it's great. But the Beis Yosef himself, Sfaradi practice that you make the bracha before you go in. So we still have the Magen Avraham's Taina. We still have the Magen Avraham's Taina that it's not Nirekemekar because you made a bracha. Yeah?
Why does it help to make the bracha afterwards?
If I make the bracha afterwards, I think like what it means is that Bizman that I went into the mikvah, it wasn't Nirekemekar. Then I make a bracha after Mehecha Tesi. That bracha that I make after should create a problem.
Huh? Okay,
so we're going to talk about women making subsequent tefillos on Shabbos in a few minutes. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to have a ha'ara, yeah.
The whole concern here is the near maker is that people actually see, we're not seeing those things.
Yeah, who's going to see her?
So they know, they can still say near maker. They don't know, even if it's a bracha, it's not nicker that someone right. else. They'll just say she's going to make her. Can't that be
the mikvah lady sees her, huh? Again, what's your taina? If you make a bracha, so it's not nira kemekar. But when I went to the mikvah, I didn't make a bracha, and I make a bracha after. So we could say that my tefillah was done beheter because I didn't make a bracha beforehand. So the tefillah looked nira kemekar. Then I made a bracha after. Okay, what are you going
to
do?
Nira kemekar doesn't object to thing that if you do something that makes it look, even if no one sees it, that's also a problem. But it's not.
Apparently, there is a mikvah lady there.
Right.
Now, So then the Bir Halacha suggests that he thinks there's no problem of going to the mikveh. This is all the Bir Halacha in Shinchav Gimel Sef Zayin, you know? Bir Halacha suggests that he thinks that this issue really depends on the machlekes between Taisus and the Rambam. The Gemara says that Ein Matbilin Ger B'Shabbos. Ger Tzarech Shlisha. You need a Bezdin to be Tova Ger. And Ein Matbilin Ger B'Shabbos. Why not? So Taisus writes in Yevamis that the reason why Eimat Bilin Ger B'Shabbos is because once you have the Bezdin present at the Tevila, it's not Nira Kemekar. The only heta to go into the mikvah on Shabbos is that it looks like I'm cooling off. But if you're cooling off, why do you need a whole team of three rabbis with long beards there? You're cooling off. Right? The fact is, Taisus, that the team of rabbis indicates that it's not Nira Kemekar. But the Rambam says something different, no? The Rambam writes that the reason why Eimat Bilin Ger B'Shabbos is because, Zok the Rambam, Eimat Bilin Ger B'Shabbos, because since Ger Tzarech Shlosha, so it's like Din, and we don't do Din on Shabbos. Meaning, according to Tosfos, the reason why we're not Matbil Ger B'Shabbos on Shabbos is because Mitzad the Ger, it's not going to be Nira Kemekar, it looks like Tikkuni Gavra. But according to the Rambam, the Isser is Mitzad, the Bezdin. That looks like the Bezdin is doing something on Shabbos, they're doing Din. Just like the Mishnah in Brachit, in Beitz on Daf Lamed Vav, says that Ein Donin on Shabbos, on Yontiv, Ein Donin, that we don't hold Dinei Torah. So it looks like there's a Maisa Bezdin going on, because Bezdin is convening, that's why we don't do it on Shabbos. That's what the Rambam writes, yeah.
How do we understand because there's no Isser, but when
the
cousin's
tovel, he's full
of
goys,
so he has no Isser to
him. Correct, the stipler, your kasha. The stipler at the end of Shabbos in the old staplers. You know, they used to have like the one little volume ones that you had to buy from the stapler himself. That's like the set that they have in the old base medrash. Then there's like the new staplers that you could buy like in farm stores, which puts them all together. So in the old staplers, this was a small essay at the end of Shabbos. And the new staplers, it's a small essay in Yevamis, where it should be. But the stapler asks Akasha. The stapler suggests that Enochanami, that's precisely why the Rambam argues on Taisus. Right. In other words, Tosfos says that it's not Nira Kemekar because the rabbis are there, and therefore it looks like I'm being mitaken myself. So Mr. Strauss asks, he says, one second, it looks like you're being mitaken yourself. What issue do you have to be mitaken yourself? You're a guy, you could be mitaken Hank Bismargen. Right? Be mitaken as much as you want. Doesn't matter. You're still goyish. So according to the stipler, that seems to be the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Tosas and the Rambam. However, the Bir Halacha has a different suggestion over here, no? The Bir Halacha's suggestion is that the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rambam and Tosas is, do we assume that external factors can be motzi something from the category of Nireh Kemegar? It looks like I'm cooling off. What are you telling me? I'm not cooling off. Why not? Because it's some outside thing? No! That ma'isa that I'm doing itself, immersing in the mikvah, it looks like I'm cooling off. Good enough. Right? The fact that there's dayanim on the outside doesn't purge what I'm doing from the category of nireh kimekar. That's what the Rambam would say. And therefore, says the Bir Halacha, brilliant, that the Mechaber is l'shitasel, no? The Mechaber quotes the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Geirus, that Eimat Bilin Ger B'Shabbos, because it's like a Maisa Bezdin on Shabbos. He doesn't say because it's not nireh kimekar. What does that mean? Zok the Bir Halacha, what that means is that the Mechaber holds like the Rambam, that external things do not make it ois nireh kemekar. If that's the case, so then, right, you'd be allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos with a bracha, because external things don't make it ois nireh kemekar. And if that's the case, what should emerge in the Bir Halacha is that the Mechaber would be arguing with the Magen Avraham. The Mechaber would say that when you're tovel on, when you matbal a kli on Shabbos, are you de miloy mayim? You can also still make a bracha, right? That's what emerges according to the Bir Halacha's essay. So that's already that's the next conversation that we wanted to have about tevila on Shabbos. Yes, sir.
And, having the presence of people based on the same thing as you with the bracha and kedusha with you on the same action.
So he assumes that it's like the same type of thing, right? The presence of other people, anything external to my ma'isa is all the same. Now, it happens that Reb Avram Chaim Noeh, in the new Mishnah Berurahs, you know, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurahs, they like fly, they do everything for you, no? So in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurahs, they point out Reb Avram Chaim Noeh in the Ktzos HaShulchan, he wants to say that maybe the Magen Avraham's taina that by making a bracha it's not nireh kemekar is only by tefilas kelam, but by tefilas adam it's not a problem. You see, by tefilas kelam there's a real iser of metaking kli. There's a real iser. By adam there's no iser of tikkun kli min hatayra by an adam. Whatever by an adam that there is adam atu, right? Kalim, right? The tikkun by, there is tikkun kli min haTorah on the keli. I could forge a kli, I could fix the kli. That's tikkun kli. There's an issa d'iraisa. So therefore, by a kli, we're more machrin. Any bracha, we're going to say, you know what? It's not nireh ki mekar. If I make a bracha, it's not nireh ki mamale, right? If I make a bracha, and therefore it's going to be usher. Why? Because we're dealing with something that began as an issa d'iraisa. But by Tevilas Adam, that the whole issue never begins as an Issa d'Oraisa, so in that situation there's more room to be make on. Even if you make a bracha, it's going to be okay. That's his suggestion, which I think is kind of reasonable. But again, there's a lot of literature about this topic, Lahalacha. Next. The last issue that we should discuss is what the Pisrei Tshuva here in Os Beis brings up, which is the practice of going to the mikvah Leil Shabbos, and it ain't no nireh kemekar because the mikvah is hot. No? Now, mikvah is hot. That's really bad. It's bad because, A, it's not nireh kemekar, and we have to get out of that problem. Nireh kejacuzzi. And jacuzzi is an iser of rechitzas kol gufo b'cham and shechuchmu me'erev Shabbos. Right, we pass in Orachayim Simin Shin Chaf Vav that even Cham and Shachuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash your entire body with. You're allowed to wash Pun of Yadav Araglov, some say Aver Aver, might be okay, but you can't be Rochetz Kol Gufo. And when you go to the mikvah, right, dirty little secret is that you're being Rochetz Kol Gufo. So what is the heter to go to the mikvah when it is a hot mikvah on Friday night? And the practice everywhere, B'chol Tefutzos Yisrael, is that the mikvah Friday night is a hot mikvah. So what's going on? Yeah?
Do they, no matter not to have it heating on Shabbos?
So I think they're makbid not to have it heating on Shabbos, even if the heater is still on. Would that be called Cham and Shechuchmu b'Shabbos if it began on Erev Shabbos and just continues? Or they certainly set up, remember, according to the Nemuka Yosef and Bava Kama, it's certainly that everything began, right? We treat it like it happened on Erev Shabbos. Mr. Shafir in the back, yeah.
Yeah. Is it hot or is it lukewarm?
Oh, I don't know. So whether the Gezerah is on Poshur or not, we'll talk about in a few minutes. I think it's as hot on Friday night as it is the rest of the week. I don't know of any. The Pashtus in the Mishnah Brura, in his presentation in Shin Chavav Sifkatin Zayin, is that the mikveh should be cooler Friday night than it is the rest of the week, no? My understanding is that this is not how it's done. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. So, what are the eitzes for going to the mikveh, to the hot mikveh Friday night? So, the Chacham Tzvi feels that it's usher to go to hot mikveh Friday night. He would be willing to be mako on poshrim. But l'maisa, that's not what's done. So, zok the Chacham Tzvi, that the eitzah hayyutza is that you go to the mikveh, not Friday night, but you go to the mikveh bein hashmashos. And that's what the Pesachei Tshuva on Ois Beis quotes from the Chacham Tzvi Simin Yurach. By the way, now that we have all these new editions of these tshuvas, it's like so addictive, because they have the footnotes in the back and tell you everyone who quotes it. Isn't it kishmak? It's like great. So, the Chacham Tzvi basically says that it's mutter to go bein hashmashos. I probably told you guys a story, or I told some of you a story, that when we first got married, I think I had an offer for my brother-in-law, and my wife had to go to the mikveh that Friday night. It's like there was no chance of us not being in Brooklyn, because it's my brother-in-law's offer, and we're supposed to go to the mikveh. So it happens that in Brooklyn, there is a Sfaradi mikveh. Sfaradi mikvehs happen to be open earlier. Ashkenazi mikveh, so I recommended to my wife to go to the Sfaradi mikveh where you go bein hashmashos, and that's a kiyum of this Chacham Tzvi. Now the Chacham Tzvi is not unproblematic. The Karben Nisanel in Shabbos, Perek Beis, Simin Chof Beis in the Rush, Os Kuf in the Karben Nisanel, the Karben Nisanel asks, he says, one second, the Lashon of the Rush is that bein hashmashos we treat l'chumra. If that's the case, he says, Mikan Kasha on the Chacham Tzvi. Because what's the Chacham Tzvi saying? He's saying that you go to the mikveh, to the hot mikveh, during Bein Hashmashes. Well, Maman of Shach, we're not supposed to go to the mikveh day 7. You go to the mikveh after day 7 is over, right? The night after day 7. Okay. Well, if you only go to mikveh the night after day 7, so that means that you're saying that during Bein Hashmashes it's already night. Elamai, you're going to the mikveh during Bein Hashmashes, to the hot mikveh, because you're saying there's no Isser V'chitza B'chamen, because it's still Friday. Well, which one is it? Is it Friday? Is it Shabbos? Right? I know the famous ritva in Yuma, that Bein Hashmashes is both Yom and Laila at the same time. No? We did this once in the Purim Spiel, about the young woman who was trying to get into GPATs and needed to say Shtukul Torah to Dr. Lamb, and she was so nervous. Any of you guys were here for those Purim Spiels? Maybe Rabbi Shlomo Einhorn did this Purim Spiel, like, a very long time ago. This is the famous ritva, like, for the Shtukul Torah. You guys probably weren't born yet. Okay. But the fact is, the Korban Nisano asks, he says, what are you doing? You're playing games with Bein Hashmashes. He's saying that it's Yoim insofar as being Tovah B'chamen, and it's Laila insofar as it's no longer Yom Zayin. We can't do that.
Who cares if it's Yom Zayin?
So there are two ways of answering the problem in the Chacham, answering this problem. So one way of answering the problem is that maybe we hold that you're allowed to go to the mikveh Yom Zayin so long as you don't come home beforehand. Now, what we'll discuss next time we learn is that these are two different gersaos in the Tosfos. When the Rabbeinu Tam is meko on Tvila B'Yom Zayin, right? If you don't come home until Yom Zayin is over, is the Rabbeinu Tam say, well, I'll say, when Rabbeinu Tam is making tefillah b'yom, usually when we go to mikvah at night, Rabbeinu Tam is making tefillah b'yom in difficult situations. When the Rabbeinu Tam is making tefillah b'yom, is he making only on tefillah b'yom on Yom Ches? Is he only making on the Gezer of Srach Bita? Or is the Rabbeinu Tam even making tefillah b'yom during Yom Zayin? That's two different gersos. Tosfos and the Tosfos HaRosh have two different gersos. This is Sidrei Tahara, as a machlokas l'chacham tzvi, and this is Gershuni, back and forth. It's this chacham tzvi. This chacham tzvi. Right? It could be that what the chacham tzvi is saying is that there's no issa to go to the mikveh yom zayin. Even yom zayin. B'yom. Usually we don't do that. Yeah, we don't go to the mikveh early on yom zayin. But if you're going so late in the day during Bein Hashmasha, so it's still yom, and that's going to be okay. That's probably the pshat in the Chacham Tzvi. In the footnotes in the back of the Chacham Tzvi, they have a whole fancy beer that maybe the Chacham Tzvi has an understanding that Bein HaShmashes is not mutter al Safek Rabban Lahakal, but it's mutter al Tzedin of Lo Gazru. If it's mutter al Tzedin of Lo Gazru, it's Heter Gomor. In other words, that we're going to treat Bein HaShmashes even in a situation of Tati Desasri like it's mutter. That's already radical. That's really a really interesting idea. Yesh Ladon Bazeh. There's other problems with the Chacham Tzvi. The Tosfos writes that you're supposed to dafka count Sfiras HaOmer during Bein HaShmashos, no? Because in order to effectuate Tamimos, you want to count as early as possible. The Ran, Sof Psachim, asks on Tosfos, he says, no, you're not allowed to enter a Safek Rabbanon, right, Lahakel, deliberately. You can't deliberately try to create Safek Rabbanon Lahakel. That's the Ran's Taina on the Tosfos, no? So, isn't the Chacham Tzvi deliberately creating a Safek Rabbanon L'Hakel? By telling a woman to go to the mikveh during Bein HaShmashos, and what are we saying? We're saying that the Issur Rechitza B'Chamin on Shabbos is only an Issur Rabbanon, and Bein HaShmashos is going to be okay. Hello, but you're telling her to go during Bein HaShmashos? That means that you're deliberately creating Safek Rabbanon L'Hakel during Bein HaShmashos. We don't do that.
But if you did anything, and to do any Shlos Bein HaShmashos.
Huh? So Shavu, right? So the question is, what are the parameters of logozer on Shavu's Bein HaShmashos, right? In the Tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi, he really works very hard on this issue, but he doesn't ask from this Ran. So many people point out, what about the Ran? Okay, so Ken Sani doesn't hold like the Ran, right? Like Tosfos holds, Al Kol Pan, I'm allowed to enter, or at least in the context of Tamimos, Tosfos holds its mutter. But again, in the footnotes on the Chacham Tzvi, it's so geshmak. He goes through like all these sugyas. It's really a lot of fun. Like something like this, you could like play with for hours. You had a tie in the Eliran. You had a comment.
I wanted to know if we regarded it as being a tzorach. I mean, even call the situation like Halchiva as b'diavad. She's going to mikvah.
She has to go to the mikvah.
If you're going to start being tired of things like makom kruvu, makom, you know.
Right, so I don't think. So most poskim assume, halacha lemaisa, most poskim assume that lemaisa we tell women go to the mikveh bain, go to the mikveh Friday night. We don't even go bain hashmashos, go to mikveh Friday night, even though it's a hot mikveh. We say it's like heter gomor. Many gedolei Yisrael did it. Freknish kinkashes. They quote Rebbe Yoshev as saying, just go. Right? And I think that's standard practice. How exactly we get there is interesting. I mentioned to someone, I was looking around for this again briefly today. I seem to recall that Rabbi Willer quoted that the Alter Rebbe of Chabad said that he's going to go to Gan Eden because he insisted that the mikveh is heated Friday night. I couldn't find this today. I have to look for this. I seem to recall this. Now, So far we have the Chacham Tzvi. The Karban Nisan has a time in the Chacham Tzvi. So Zak the Karban Nisan, now, that he thinks the reason why you go to the mikveh on Friday night, even though the mikveh is hot, is because Kimosha Kasafti Ba'arichus B'mokom Acher, that the Isser of Rechitza doesn't apply to Tevila. No one knows, or at least I don't know, where the Karban Nisana wrote this Ba'arichus B'makom Acher. He says, I elaborated in some other place that the Isser of Rechitza on Shabbos B'chamin doesn't apply to Tevila. Tevila apparently is like a ritual thing. You're going Letzairach Mitzvah, and it doesn't apply, right? And the Mela, there's no Isser of Rechitza. By the way, according to the Karban Nisana, you could go to the Mikvah Shabbos day as a man. You could go to the mikveh, right? I don't know if we'd be makel, according to many of the other reasons that we're discussing today, for a man to go to the mikveh. The minig among Halakha Yidden is that they go to the mikveh on Shabbos also, correct? And the mikveh is a hot mikveh. They are relying on the carbon nesano. The Mishnah Brura himself relies on the carbon nesano only behits tarif, the fact that it is poshrim. There is a discussion in Poskim. What is the Isser for Chitza on Shabbos? Does the Isser apply to warm water or not? Now, how do we define the warm water? So all the Poskim quote that the Shach Elser and Hilchos Nida says that's called warm if it is slightly less than hot. Meaning to say, it's a little bit cooler than it usually is. So the Mishnah Berurah is only mekal, like this carbon nesanel, he's mekal only behits tarif, that it's poshrim, and that it is, and the fact that tevila might not be considered an isser v'chitza. That's the kula of the Mishnah Berurah. Are we mekal on poshrim for the isser v'chitza b'Shabbos? So no, the Yehuda and the Tshuva Simen Chafdalen, Madura Tinyana V'Yerachayim Simen Chafdalen. The Noid Yehuda says that the isser does not apply b'poshrim. This Chacham Tzvi that we saw earlier says that the isser does not apply b'poshrim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Zayin in Shinchav Vav says that the isser does apply b'poshrim, but if it's both poshrim and tevila, then he's willing to be mekel. Reb Kiva Eger is never mekel on poshrim. Reb Kiva Eger in the Tshuva Simen Yud Zayin, Reb Kiva Eger assumes that the Isser of Rechitza Bechamen applies to poshrim also. And that's, by the way, the Pashtus and the Sugi in Shabbos Daf Mem. Most Rishonim assume that the Isser, Taisa says that, the Rashba says that, most Rishonim in Shabbos Daf Mem assume that Isser applies even with poshrim. Reb Kiva Eger is only willing to be mekel if you go to the mikvah kedei lahafig tzinasan. If it is not so cold, did you ever like try to be really from during the 9 days and take a freezing cold shower that like you scream in a really high pitched voice and you jump out in a second? You know what I'm talking about? Right? So if you avoid that situation, huffing see nothing, you just take the chill out in that situation, that's when Rebbe Kivager is going to be makel. Well, if it's really called poshrim, and some assume, by the way, that poshrim is kechom harok, as hot as your saliva is, which would be 98.6, no? 98.6 is going to be really cold for water, no? The average bath water is around 115, 120. I think Rabbi, I didn't check today, I should have. I think Rabbi Ribiat in his halacha, he gives you like a cup of tea is like 150 or something. He like did this whole cheshbon. Yeah, okay. Well, probably not so hard to do. Just stick a thermometer in. Yeah. Oh, what are you telling?
I think it's a rogue. In Kopeches, somebody says over there that that's what poshrim means, b'chol makom in like poskim.
Yeah, so it's like the okay, so that would be the other day, that which is around 98.6. That would be much cooler, I think, than our general bath water. And I think our general bath water is considerably hotter than that. Okay, now, the Noida Yehuda himself, in that Shuvah and Simin Chaf Dalet, Noida Yehuda wants to suggest that maybe the cool of going to the mikvah, to the hot mikvah on Friday night, is as follows. He first of all says that we don't know where this carbon nesano is, where, and we don't know what he means, but then he suggests that since women go to the mikvah right after the onset of Shabbos, because the din is that we try to be take of lachafifa tevila, or at least some of you want to go to the mikvah as quickly as possible to the beginning of Shabbos, so that it's samud to the chafifa. So lemaisa, in such a situation, maybe the iser of rechitza b'chamen doesn't apply. In other words, the whole reason why Chazal were gozen out to be rechitza b'chamen on Shabbos is because the balonim, the bathhouse attendants, were very dishonest. And they would tell you that the water was heated up Erev Shabbos, when in fact they heated up the water on Shabbos. But if you're going to heat up, but if you're going to the mikvah, or you're going to take a bath, let's say, right at the onset of Shabbos, but it's not shayich that the water was heated up on Shabbos, it's clear that the water is heated Erev Shabbos. So, b'kahai gavne, sakuna de bihuda, lo gozru. It's a big chiddush, no? It's a big chiddush. This, by the way, is a limud zechus. Many people sometimes, I'm always choshed people a little bit, that you know, people come back from work like these Shabbosos. Like Shabbos begins at 4:11, let's say. So you get back from work at 3:59 and a quarter. Right? And when do people shower? So, again, it is possible that according to Snodbihu, they're not really doing something wrong, no? even without coolers of apartment buildings and stuff, but by taking a shower that you turn on the hot water, let's say before Shabbos begins, and you continue till after Shabbos. Again, we'd have to deal with issues of schita b'sei, and obviously you can't comb your hair after and stuff like that, but right, it could be that the iser v'chitza b'chamen doesn't apply right at the onset of Shabbos, because the whole reason is that the dishonest balonim will heat up the water on Shabbos and they'll claim it was done on Erev Shabbos. But if it's right at the beginning of Shabbos and there's no time to heat up the water on Shabbos itself, right, and it's klar that was heated on Erev Shabbos, so in that situation, no, the Yehuda is mekel. Now, Avery. And so that's a problem with the Nodim Yehuda, but the Nodim Yehuda is saying this as the Kula, yeah. Now, yeah. I think he's saying this more Me'ikar Din than only Mitzchus, yeah. Yeah. Eliran? Okay.
Then the amount of time that it has to heat up the bath for him, which doesn't sound like it ought to be that. Bechneshiasa is already mutar on Motu Shabbos, so it doesn't sound like it takes a whole lot of time to heat up water.
Again, I don't know the mitzvah, yes. Yeah, I think the Nodri Yehuda is assuming that would take more time to heat up. I don't know. I remember thinking about that you're asking from. I don't really know the mitzvah, yes, over here. If you look in the Badi HaShulchan of Kut Yud Zayin, he quotes also that you go to the mikvah, to the hot mikvah Friday night. But he points out, and many Svarim point this out, that the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva says that when you go to the mikvah, to the hot mikvah Friday night, so you should be careful not to spend too long in the mikvah. You should just go in and come out. Because the heter that we're giving basically is only b'hitzavdus karban nesan, or that the heter is only for tevila, and there's no heter for achitza. So don't stay in there longer. You know, a mikvah could be like a very enjoyable place. Don't stay in there too long. Don't just go in and come out. Now, it would seem to me, and I don't know if anyone does that, that based on this, many of the minhagim that women have, they should not do on Tevila Friday night, no? How many times do you have to dunk? So, really, we dunk Ashkenazim, you go in, you dunk, come up, make a bracha, dunk a second time. So it should be like over Lassi Yasin. But many women have a minhag to dunk two additional times, a total of three. Some women have a minhag to dunk seven times. Some women have a minhag to dunk 13 times. No? It would seem to me that all of these additional minhagim you should not do on the Friday night. No? I haven't seen this brought down in Poskim. But it seemed to me that if we take this Avnei Nezer seriously, right? Now, unless you want to tie into that, what? It's that we really hold like the carbon asano, and this is tevila mikai. This is tevila. It's tevila based on the minhag, but still tevila. So for the iser v'chitza doesn't apply. Obviously, the Avnei Nezer doesn't assume that way. He says, go in and come out. Right. So it would seem that maybe you shouldn't do these additional minhagim when you go to the mikvah on Friday night. Again, it's just a ha'ara to think about. And once again, I thank you for listening, and you should have a good day, evening, whatever up to.